Hey everyone, it's Dr. Naomi Wolf. I'm here on a Sunday to tell you the worst yet report, the latest bombshell. Of all the 69 reports we now have, this is the most disturbing because the bottom line is, according to a new tranche of Pfizer documents released just this past month, April of 2023, and these are documents that go back to April of 2021, exactly 2 years ago. Both Pfizer and the FDA knew that the mRNA COVID vaccine caused dire fetal and infant harms, including death. And literally 5 days later, they began an aggressive campaign to get pregnant women vaccinated anyway. Literally 5 days after the data were in that I'm about to read to you, this is our COO and the War Room Daily Cloud Pfizer Documents Analysis Project Director Amy Kelly's bombshell report. Literally 5 days after the data was done being collected, showing fetuses spontaneously aborted, showing deaths in newborns, showing respiratory distress in newborns, showing babies injured and suffering because of mRNA and other materials in the breast milk of their moms, two different issues. In spite of this shocking evidence of damage to babies, 5 days later, Dr. Walensky held a press conference and aggressively launched a campaign to get pregnant women vaccinated. All right, here we go. The batch of Pfizer clinical trial documents released in April 2023 by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, under court order, contains a shocking 8-page document titled, quote, Pregnancy and Lactation Cumulative Review. The data in the cumulative review span, quote, from the time of drug product development to February 28th, 2021. Remember that terminus date. A Pfizer employee, Robert T. Marocco, approved the review on April 20th, 2021, page 8. This is a real person working at Pfizer, Mr. Robert T. Marocco, who looked at this damage to babies, these dead fetuses, these miserably injured babies, approved it and sent it on to the FDA. The FDA approved it and gave it to Rochelle Walensky and the CDC. And literally days later, Rochelle Walensky, with these dead babies in hand, held a White House press conference to announce that pregnant women should get vaccinated. This document is among the most horrifying yet to emerge into public view. It reveals that both Pfizer and the FDA knew by early 2021 that Pfizer's mRNA COVID vaccine, BNT162b2, that's the one that was rolled out for everybody, resulted in horrible damage to fetuses and babies. Pfizer tabulated, remember these are internal documents, these are Pfizer's words, adverse events in over 54% of the cases of, quote, maternal exposure to the vaccine. That's 248 cases out of 458.
A toxic spike protein in your body that can cause adverse reactions, including nervous system disorders, cancers, and worst of all, myocarditis that can lead to sudden death. So you might be thinking, those adverse reaction people are crazy. I got the shot, nothing bad happened to me. I'll give you five reasons why that is. First, you have no idea where the tip of that needle is when they push that plunger. If it's in a vein or a capillary bed, those particles will rapidly spread to your heart and to your brain, increasing your chances of neurologic and cardiac symptoms. Secondly, you have no idea how many particles are in that syringe. It could vary tenfold based on how it was prepared. And the more particles you get, the greater the chance of an adverse reaction. So maybe you just got lucky. Third, there is polyethylene glycol in the shot that keeps the particles from sticking together. If it degrades, and it does, you could get injected with coagulating goo that can cause a deadly stroke or a heart attack within minutes or hours. Fourth, the mRNA that's in the shot can degrade also, so it won't even make the spike protein at all, lessening your chance of an adverse reaction. Fifth, The more acidic your body is, the more spike proteins you will make, and that will increase the chance of an adverse reaction. So maybe you got lucky again, and your body, due to your diet or medications, was less acidic, and you made less spike proteins. But you can only be lucky for so long. The effects of this shot are cumulative. So my advice is to never, ever get one of these shots again. And if you did get one, get your D-dimer levels checked for microclotting and troponin checked for myocarditis. These problems can be asymptomatic and result in chronic disease or death in 2 to 5 years if you don't do something about it.
Following what clearly looked like the shape of an outer wall, we soon met with the most breathtaking sight. The wall had ended, and we were now looking down into what appeared to be the entrance into the city. But before we entered, our interest was captivated by a most unusual find. About 100 yards from the entrance, upon a high level, was a singular shape. As we viewed it from all angles, we all agreed it plainly bore the shape of a sphinx. We later found more of these sphinx shapes, which we'll see later in the film. As we entered the open section, we soon found ourselves walking along very distinctive paths which communicated with one another just as our streets today. As we approached what appeared to be a dead end, we found it turned to the right and continued along until it met another street. There was distinct order here. These were clearly once streets. And along these streets were the shapes of buildings. Even to our untrained eye, the evidence was undeniable. The ziggurat shape near the entrance was almost perfectly preserved. Our research had yielded the fascinating fact that substances burned with sulfur or brimstone had a remaining ash that was heavier than the initial unburned substance. That explained our question as to why the ash of these cities had been able to remain all these 3,900 years. The layering present in all the formations was another positive evidence that whatever these once were, they had been burned at temperatures exceeding 4,000 or 5,000 degrees. This layering effect was the result of thermal ionization. Whenever a substance is burned at extremely high temperatures, the ions of the various substances being burned attract and repel, distorting the flame. Ron drew our attention to features present here which simply do not occur naturally. He showed us a section which revealed a broken double wall which extended toward us at a perfect 90-degree angle.
If you're believing for a loved one to come to Christ, I want to agree with you right now in faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift that loved one to you now. And I ask that the Holy Spirit's convicting power would cause them to turn to Christ. Father, I pray you would place people in their lives that would help direct them to the right path. Precious Holy Spirit, draw them to Jesus as only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And I want you to say it because you believe. Say, amen.
I'm sure some of you have seen this. It's a dryer ball. If you have anointing oil that's been anointed by the Spirit of God, go ahead and put some drops on there. Put it in the wash with your clothes and the dryer. And you will anoint everyone in your home.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest post from Glenda Lomax. The title is The Last Great Harvest, and this word was posted May 8th, 2023. My children, await the end of all things. Many of you know what is coming, for I have shown you or sent warnings to you. You who are wise are preparing your hearts and your faith. In this time, I continue moving some of my children into position. Some I will leave as you are. You who are moved have additional work to do. Be ready. In many cases, I ask you to give up much for my kingdom, just as my disciples did, as I also did. Your rewards shall be very great in heaven for your sacrifices. Some of you will receive some rewards while you are yet in the earth, though those rewards last but a little while. Prepare your hearts, my children, for the time of great miracles is soon to begin, and you are needed to labor in the field for this last great harvest. In this time, many souls shall come into my kingdom that no one expected to see serve me. Those others deemed irredeemable and hopeless, for I am their hope. Be mindful then to intercede for these lost souls now, that I may save them, for they shall be a blessing and lead even more lost ones to me in this time. Though many of you have desired to come home to me before now, you will take great delight in this great harvest. Rejoice with all of heaven as these souls who have only walked in darkness until now are redeemed. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in year. Bye-bye.
One of our viewers, identified only as Debbie Debbie, has shared some intriguing footage captured by their home security system. The video, recorded on January 1st, 2022 at 4:12 a.m., has left both Debbie and our audience searching for answers. In an email to us, Debbie explained that she decided to check her CCTV footage after noticing that her bin had been knocked over near her car. What she discovered in the video was certainly unexpected. Take a look. Not only does the bin appear to fall over without any apparent cause, but there's also some unidentified lights visible in the top right-hand corner of the frame. Debbie remains uncertain about what caused the bin to topple over and was puzzled enough by the odd footage to share it with our community. So the question now is, what could have made the bin suddenly fall over so early in the morning? And what are those strange lights? Some possible explanations include a gust of wind, an animal bumping into the bin, or even a prank. As for the unidentified lights, no one's exactly sure. So what do you think made the bin move, and what do you make of those lights? Love to hear your theories on this one in the comments down below.
Joe Soares, or Soares, I'm not sure. He was a Brazilian comedian. He's on a magazine cover here, Rolling Stone. How did he get on a magazine cover? He's emphasizing one-eye symbolism here. And everyone, he hides his hand in his coat or his shirt the way a Freemason would do. Brothers and sisters, God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
come here. We got to celebrate God. What's going on right now?
It's like a calm, and I can breathe for this time of year.
Wow.
I just felt it coming up from the bottom and almost fighting and struggling. And it felt like I couldn't breathe, like it was going to choke me, and I was scared that I was going to die because it felt like it was taking my breath. And then it's all of a sudden my body just released. And I just felt peace, and it's just like I wanted to sleep, like just calm, and I can breathe, like chest is open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God. Come on, thank you.
You're free.
Jesus.
Gosh, I feel different.
Look me in the eyes again. Your eyes are bright. Your eyes look different. When you came in here, there's like a shadow over your eyes. Look at her eyes, dude.
Yeah.
I told you. Come on. Jesus!
I told you.
Come on, man.
Good stuff, bro.
I love you,
bro. I love
you,
man.
Rebecca, healing for heart and legs. What's the problem?
I've got a lot of heart trouble at the moment. I've got holes in my heart, and the two top chambers aren't, one's fit.
That's the power of God coming into you, Rebecca. That's the power of God going into you. Close your eyes. That's the power of Jesus Christ moving in you. In you. Be healed, Rebecca. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Fire of God, come up your legs, through your body. In Jesus' name. Okay, Rebecca, can you leave this behind and go for a walk? Is that all right? There we go. Off you go.
Good.
What's the difference that you feel?
A lot looser and a lot less stiff and moving a lot better.
Wow, praise God. Come on. Now let's just stand there for a moment. Put your hand on your heart. That's the power of God going through your heart. Give me a hand. That's a lady's hand, all right? Don't push her over. I think that was me. Oh, that's the power of God going into your heart, burning in the heart, in Jesus' name. The Lord says he's giving you strength, strength. Now walk again. Wow, walk again. Come on, Rebecca. You're well in Jesus. Oh, look at her going. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good? Hey, Rebecca, you want to say goodbye to this?
Great. Yep. Say goodbye.
Alright, bye-bye. Amen. Praise God. God loves you, Rebecca. It's gone. It's gone. Just leave it there. Never again. Amen. Come on, Rebecca. Don't look back. Look forward to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
How does that feel now?
Yeah, really good.
Really good?
Yeah.
Over here. So how were you walking before?
Well, I was sort of losing my balance a bit and a bit wonky and...
Well, take a good walk. Get out of the way, everyone. Take a good walk, Rebecca. God loves you. There you go. Keep going faster. God loves you. Someone say praise God.
Saisin puhuttua, että mä raikkoin.